What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you happen to notice that this is a critical week for the Cleveland Guardians?
I didn't really realize it until you went over what was happening with the schedule.
Yeah. I know that a lot of people have been paying attention to the Cavaliers here over the last week and in 2 weeks and how bad the season went against the Indiana Pacers. And then we had the Shador trade and the Guardians kept their head above water and things were nice and it was a nice day-to-day thing. And then and there were some questions, some bugaboos, and I didn't want to do the Emmanuel Classe crap every single day. But they get swept by Cincinnati. They're 5.5 back now in the Central Division, and now you're getting set to play the Twins at Minnesota, then at Detroit. By the time that they come back, and then when they come back during the Memorial Day stuff, they got, or the stretch, I should say, with the series, stuff being a series, they have the Dodgers coming to town. So this is a pivotal moment. They're tied right now. No, are they a half game back or are they tied right now with the Twins for the top spot in the wild card?
Half game behind the Twins.
Okay, but they still have that. Technically, they have that number two spot in the wild card. So at least
yeah,
they got that
the
going.
The Royals and them are tied as well.
Okay, so now we have a bit of a situation here. You get what I'm saying? And I think that the most bothersome thing, because it starts to startle me for their future. Like, hey, man, I can talk to you about Bazan until the cows come home. I know he hurt his oblique last week. I could start to talk to you about a lot of these guys with some promise who are down there in the minors, but you're starting pitching, which is relatively young. It has been inconsistent, to say the least, and I think it shakes your trust a little bit. Where, hey man, they have hung their hat on starting pitching, young, good starting pitching over this last decade plus, and if Tanner Bibee can't get it going, or if Gavin Williams can't clear his own head. I know that Luis Ortiz has started to come alive here, but that's one. Like, it all just can't be on hoping that Shane Bieber's able to come back healthy, which that was always a conversation of what are we going to have to the future of Shane Bieber, where we were just assuming that he was going to be traded. So now, you know, I have a very serious situation here because if the starting pitching ain't getting going, then I know that they've tried to be more aggressive at the plate here over the last year and a half with or year and almost a half with Stephen Vogt, but man, you're in quite a pickle right now. And this week, I don't think you're going to lose the whole week. Like, you lost a whole week last year, you still won the division, for crying out loud. But man, if you have a really terrible week this week, like, that has a tendency to bury you. You're 5.5 back. You have a really bad week, you end up, and remember, it doubles you up, you end up somewhere in a bad neighborhood there at the bottom of this Central Division, and then you're at the bottom of the wild card, all of a sudden you're underneath, and now you're struggling to get anything going. And with the Dodgers coming to town next week, that's a scary scenario,
yeah, but
folks.
You asked my level of panic, all of our level of panic earlier in the show.
I don't want to say panic. Panic.
Well, we were using DEFCON.
Well, if you use DEFCON, you're talking about a little bit of panic there.
I was questioning whether or not you can actually be, you're always in DEFCON 5 or you're out of DEFCON, then you move into DEFCON 5.
Well, you said we're in DEFCON 2. which is almost the highest
Did
one.
Did I say DEFCON 2?
Yes.
Unless you think DEFCON 5 is the highest.
Well, then depends. You're not as close.
It all depends on whether you know your DEFCON.
But I you're said not DEFCON in the 2? Lowest level. You said DEFCON 2. I feel like we're in DEFCON 3, but the guy with the 2 sign is standing right there.
In War Games, were they in DEFCON when they were playing chess?
Oh, they had to have been.
Well, you were in War Games. How does that work?
I was Val Kilmer.
R.I.P. I think the part of the reason I'm not panicking just yet is because I know this isn't their team. I know it sounds ridiculous, but this is what does separate.
Where's their team? They got other players?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Somewhere
they,
else?
They do. Do I need...
Giannis.
Do we trade for the whole Colorado Rockies we didn't realize over the week, and then we're going to get those guys back?
The David Fry, the Lane Thomas, and...
Lane Thomas should be here at any,
well, do
any
I,
moment.
Do I need to introduce you to CJ Kafis?
Listen,
he
man.
He just got to AAA, but oh, he's probably going to be here in another month.
Oh, God.
If things keep going...
So that's
what I
mean. The
problem is he's a first baseman, and
I
where
know.
Do you put him right
They don't have room. I get that, but I just know...
I will find a place.
I know. You figure it out. It's just...
Nine of them.
This is what kind of separates baseball from the other sports.
Stick him in right field. That's what we do with everybody else. Sorry. Go ahead.
Is that you're waiting for your reinforcements. You really are. And I don't know what to do with the Shane Bieber part of the conversation. I mean, what are your expectations?
I don't know what to do with the David Fry or Lane Thomas part of the conversation. You're saying they're going to get their guys back. I go, I'm telling you, Tone, by the end of the week, it could be a bad, bad spot, man. You're on the road for these two series.
Is it because of the division right now? You got four teams above 500
yeah,
in the division.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's been a tougher division. I will say the Minnesota.
It's the same division it was last year, save Minnesota, but they were still in it.
They were, yeah. Minnesota does have. Did you see the collision between Buxton and Correa? Yeah.
I did not.
Holy cow. I mean, it looked like both guys were down for
they
the
both
count. Got, like
they both went into the protocol, didn't they?
They did. Yeah. So their availability, Buck's not going to be available. Correa, maybe. I'm not sure. So that it's just one thing. I know baseball's not the same as football where you lose a guy and, oh, my God. But, you know, it is relevant. So...
Well, the one thing
I mean, if you would like to put CJ Kafis in for Carlos Santana,
they have owned the Twins. They have absolutely owned the Twins for the last 3-4 years.
Well, what will happen is if they win this series against the Twins, then it's going to be like, what do you say now, kid? I'm just saying that we should be paying very close attention here.
The problem
here,
is they're going into Detroit after that, and Detroit's as hot as anyone.
Yes. I'm saying that this is a pivotal week for the Guardians. And by the way, and again, I'll say it again. You want to bring up CJ Kafis at some point here. I mean, Carlos Santana isn't necessarily knocking the cover off the ball. And if I keep seeing him miss it in the sun, which I know it only happened once for crying out loud, but I'm just pointing it out. Because if this week doesn't go the right way, then maybe you would want to go with the youth movement. I'm not saying, but I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a sticky part for them. And if
this the most adversity for Steven Vogt in his young managerial career?
Well, they're still four games above 500, so I don't think that this is the most adversarial situation he's been in.
It just seems, pound for pound, this team is not last year's team.
But And well, you guys will just call this a big fat excuse, but I think that this is reasoning for it. I mean, when you don't have your television deal, and you saw what the Twins had to do last year, where they had to, and I will always reference that, they had to take the $30 million haircut on the top of their roster because of their television deal coming to an end. Our television deal has come to an end. You've said it yourself. We're getting a fraction of what we used to get from the original TV deal. All right, well, the cuts are going to have to come somewhere, and the biggest cuts come on the roster. And what did the Twins do before they took their haircut? Did they or did they not win the division? I believe the Twins won the division, if I'm not mistaken.
We're getting a lot of DEFCON.
Yeah, two seasons ago.
Yeah. We're getting a lot of DEFCON commentary right
and
now.
And then they had, why? Oh, what? Just saying what the DEFCONs are?
Commentary.
Well, we've talked about that a million
and
times.
And that Val Kilmer's not in War Games.
Matthew Broderick?
Matthew Broderick, yes.
There we go.
You got Val Kilmer and Matthew Broderick confused?
No, I got Val Kilmer confused with a different war movie from the 80s, which was
Top Gun. All right,
I thought he was in another War Games like
movie. He was in a lot of good movies. I'm sure he was in another movie that has to do
Toy
with...
Toy Soldiers?
Was he in Toy Soldiers?
I don't know.
Toy Soldiers, I do remember that movie. Was Rudy in Toy Soldiers?
I believe he was.
Am I getting that mixed up?
I don't believe Val Kilmer was in Red Dawn. No.
I know he wasn't in Red Dawn. That's one I do know.
Red Dawn. Now, Patrick Swayze,
yeah,
all aboard the Swayze train, was in Red Dawn.
They were all in it.
He was in Batman Forever, but that wasn't a war movie. It was a war with being a good movie.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.